Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. President Biden and European Union leaders have reached an agreement to halt the long-running trade dispute over subsidies for Boeing and Airbus. The Hill says the announcement comes as the president participates in an EU-US summit in Brussels as part of the first trip overseas as president. The two sides hope it will improve relations between America and Europe as both are collectively trying to counter the rising power of China. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the announcement resolves a longstanding irritant in the relationship between the U.S. and the European Union. Tai said, "Instead of fighting with one of our closest allies, we are finally coming together against a common threat." As part of the deal, both sides will suspend the tariffs related to the dispute for 5 years, including tariffs on wine, spirits, tractors, and cheese. Senators John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, as well as North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong this week, urged the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to assist North Dakota ranchers suffering from drought conditions and request that the USDA allow emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve Program acres in North Dakota before August 1st. While CRP acres in 50 North Dakota counties are currently eligible to be grazed at limited capacity, they are not eligible to be hayed. The delegation outlined disastrous drought conditions across the state and the risk of poor forage conditions if producers wait until the required date to hay. Senator Hoeven, another story from Monday, urged Ag Secretary Vilsack to send the acting RMA administrator to North Dakota to assess the drought conditions.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for announcing that you'll get both the quality loss adjustment out in the full amount, WIP plus at the 90% level. I appreciate that. Appreciate the work that you all did with us on the funding to do that. Very important for our farmers and ranchers right now, just ask your assurances that we'll be out soon and that you have your FSA folks on the ground ready to go and get it delivered.
They are ready to go, and Senator, we're hopeful. There are several states that received specific state allocations of resources under those programs that if they don't fully utilize those resources, then that money will return, and that could potentially get that WIP plus number up to closer to 95%.
Good. That's good to hear. And again, thank you on that. I really appreciate it. The other request that I have for you is if we could get acting RMA Administrator Flournoy out to North Dakota. I'd like to have him take a look at the drought. And I think that would be helpful for our farmers to get it and ranchers to get a chance to see him out on the ground taking a look at things so they know he's on top of it.
I will convey that message.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is Inside Agriculture.